Attention military spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network command team.
Hey guys, I am Army Wife Network's content curator, Chrissy Gibbs, and welcome to this week's MilSpouse Empowerment Moment. Oh my gosh, I can't even say it. We're going to bring you some tips and pointers every week to help you thrive as a MilSpouse. And this week, I'm going to be discussing beating winter blues. And so I know if you live somewhere in the north, and actually I also saw even down in Florida, it's getting a little chilly lately. So I know that this is a topic everybody wants to know about right now because it's getting cold and everyone's kind of getting into that depression almost, and we're going to try and avoid it. All right. We've passed that fun holiday season. All of the really like exciting winter stuff has kind of already gone by, and this happens every year. I don't know if it's just me, but we get really excited for winter to start. You know, in October, we have holiday. In November, we have a holiday. In December, we have the big holiday. And we're so excited for winter. And then that's gone. And so then it's just like, okay, now what? It's still cold outside. I already did all the fun stuff. What am I supposed to do? If you're living in a location that's not always rainbows and sunshines, which most locations aren't, even locations that say they are, you're likely trying to figure out how to avoid the seasonal depression that can really sink in. So let me tell you one thing. I grew up in Western New York, in between Rochester and Buffalo. And so I know a thing or two about how to get through a winter. Let's just say, though, it did not come back to me like riding a bicycle, because quite honestly, I thought it was going to be easy to just jump right back in. And it's not. I'm still freezing and trying to figure it out day to day. It's rough. So this past November, when daylight savings started, I don't know what it was, like what happened this year, but it was rough. Like our last two duty stations were Sun City, El Paso, and the Sunshine State in Florida. And so we just were used to getting that sunshine. So waking up before the sun or without any sun at all, it's just not my favorite. All of my motivation levels dropped lower and my mood just wasn't pleasant. So I had to kind of find a way to get through this on my own. And I'm going to kind of give you some of the tips that and pointers that I've been using to avoid seasonal depression. So my first tip is, it's actually one of my goals for this whole year, is to get outside and just embrace this winter. And so it sounds terrible, I know, when those temperatures are not ideal. And let me tell you, they haven't been ideal with negative wind chills, but it makes a really big difference on your day when you actually go outside. Anyways, my goal for this year is to spend 1,000 hours outside. That is really pushing me outside of my comfort zone, because I really want to get some hours in this January, even though it's cold out. I really want to make sure that I'm not trying to make up for it in the summer so much so that I'm like living outside all day, which is not a bad thing, but I want to get at least 1 hour in each day, or maybe 5 days a week. And so I've been really trying to push myself to just layer up, get outside, breathe in that fresh air. It can be really refreshing once you actually get out there. So if you can make that extra effort, just throw on a couple extra layers. They are your friend. Extra layers. Doesn't matter if you have 1, 2, 3, 4, as long as you are comfortable and warm. Go outside, take a walk, go sledding if there's any snow. If you have children, take them to a playground to play. Just get outside. And if all else does fail and you can't get outside because, I don't know, maybe you live in Alaska, whew, it's cold, open all the blinds in your house, open all the curtains, let in the light. You need to make sure that you're getting all that natural light in the morning to kind of get your circadian rhythm going and gets you set for the day. If you need to, you can buy yourself a therapy light. And I actually have one right here and it's giving me this beautiful glow. It's just a simple therapy light. But I actually really enjoy it. It gives me a reason to kind of just sit, maybe read a book. It gives me some me time to get about 30 minutes just in front of this light that kind of acts like sunshine. It's not always perfect, but it gives me a little bit of that feel and also my self-care time. All right, so that was tip number one. Just get outside, get some of that freshness. Tip number two is to work out. That kind of goes with the getting outside if you're going out and walking, but to quote Elle Woods from Legally Blonde, exercise gives you endorphins and endorphins make you happy. Okay, that is really, I mean, that's all it takes. If you go for a short walk or if you go and I don't even know, just keep yourself moving, running around and playing chase with your kids. As long as you are not sitting around and hibernating all winter long, you will feel better. It's going to make you much happier. So carve some time in your day, get your heart pumping, move your body. That is really going to help you out. All right, step number three is to eat healthier. This one is where I struggle probably the most because it's just so easy to grab the not so good for you foods. Many people that experience depression, they will tend to grab the and crave the carb-heavy, sugary foods. And that's totally counterproductive. So when I feel tired, I reach towards like a bottle of a Coke or, you know, just a quick snack. If I'm inside all day, I grab some chips, some chocolate. You know, these are things that are actually working against you. So in order to eat healthier, you really, it's all about preparation. You have to be prepared because if you're not prepared, you're gonna fail, essentially. You're not gonna set yourself up. So you have to have healthier snack options in your home. You just have to have them easily ready. There are easily ready options for you, like mixed nuts, jerky, grabbing some yogurt, hummus, some string cheese. Those are just a few. Those are things that you could quickly grab and eat as a snack as opposed to grabbing a bag of chips. So it's just a set, you just have to set yourself up for success. When it comes to meals, this is where, I mean, you do really have to prepare where you have to go to the grocery store and get those things that you need. You should be grabbing more produce, less processed foods. And then in the winter, obviously we talked about the light, the fake light, which gives you that vitamin D. Since your vitamin D levels drop without the sunlight, you can actually find that in some vitamin D rich foods. So there's salmon, hello, any sushi lovers out there. There's milk, obviously, red meat, egg yolks. We probably have some vegan listeners and those things aren't on the vegan list, but you can't forget about mushrooms. And there's also a ton of fortified foods that you can find with vitamin D in them. So eating right, exercising, getting outside. How about number four, we start something new. Maybe we learn a new hobby. Maybe we learn a new instrument. Wouldn't that be so cool? Or just even cooking a new meal. Trying something new essentially exercises your brain and it creates all these connections with neurons, making things just fresh and working more. If you wanted, you could start a new project in your home. You could purge your closet out. You could organize a bookshelf. You could do some renovations, maybe simple like painting somewhere. It serves as a really great distraction. And then also you're going to feel accomplished afterwards because you did something. So it's kind of a win-win situation. Or you could even start a new book and escape to that warm fictional location. That helps too. And then number five is just planning for your sunny future. So the weather is going to eventually warm up. That's just kind of, it's what happens. Spring will come. You are going to live another day. So have some fun plans to look forward to in that future. And that can help you get through those long, cold days. There you have it. Those are my five pointers for getting through the long winter season without going completely crazy. I think you just try and stay positive. It isn't always easy. It's going to be hard, but if you focus on that good in every single day and all the attempts that you're making at beating those winter blues, you will get through. Remember, this is just merely a season in your life. If you're feeling out of sorts, though, this winter for longer than 2 weeks, and these 5 lifestyle changes aren't working for you, please, please, please talk to someone. Call your doctor, talk to a friend. It's really important to reach out. One thing I really want to leave you with, and this is huge, it's one of my very favorite things to look forward to in the winter, if it's one of those years, it's the Winter Olympics. It's coming up next month. I'm so excited. And if you remember from 2 years ago, well, I guess it was only about last year because Summer Olympics were a little crazy this year, they had access for all military families to watch for free. You could watch live, you could watch playback. It was amazing. And I really want you to remember to do that. So they start February 4th. You can go on using your exchange login information. I'm going to put that info in the comments. I'm going to write that in just a moment. But you can watch all of it live. It's amazing. I watched so many hours this past summer. And it's just another perk of being a military family. So it's time to wrap this up. Thank you guys so much for sticking with me. I hope that the video worked. If not, you can listen back on our podcast, Army Wife Network, Army Wife Talk Radio. Be sure to catch all of the future ones on your favorite podcast app. This is your Army Wife Network command team signing out. Bye, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. Inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DoD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.